Davis here, representing the committee. What do you have first? What absurd, foolish comments do you want to throw at us?
Well, first of all, I should put a button on the final moments of the previous segment with Chris Eggert during the break, texting me that this is also his favorite segment. So, big-time politicians, big-time media celebrities, and you get to us 5 minutes late. That's fine. That's fine. The committee is not upset.
You're good in short segments.
You've got the worldwide leader, ESPN, on here in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have CNBC, we have Fox, and we have CNN.
Yeah, and you bounce around.
I bounce
depending
around.
On the day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Is there any golf on?
That's a great question, and I don't know.
Let me go with some meaningless golf.
Spend your time just, you know, not paying attention to this. During a break, a couple breaks ago, they were showing
PGA Tour Championship Dominion. Here we go. This is big.
They were showing the post-game press conference of Sean Payton last night, coach of the Broncos, after his Broncos walloped the Saints 33-10.
What a jackass he is.
Of the utmost degree. Absolutely. The Saints, of course, who he formerly coached, won a Super Bowl with.
Yep.
And as they were showing his comments about whatever, they flashed this on the Chiron below him. The 23-point margin of victory last night for the Broncos was the third highest for a coach going against a team he previously won a Super Bowl with.
Oh, my God.
That, right there, the most meaningless stat ever produced by the leader.
Am I wrong?
Statisticians in sports have taken it way, way too far. Now, some of the baseball stuff will just blow you away. You know, yesterday, Otani and Mookie just have a crazy game, and instantly, through the modern metrics, some people are telling us it's the greatest playoff game back-to-back hitters have ever had.
Yes.
Right? And they just have access to every game that's ever been played, and boom, it's right there. You know what also works in stats sometimes? Nothing. And, okay, we have on – let's just look at CNBC right now. Look at everything that is on the screen for CNBC. You barely can see the guy's head.
Ulta Beauty's down today.
Yeah, Ulta Beauty. We got the closing bell. We got
DoorDash is up.
Dow. We got Tech Speeder. We got the time. Every once in a while, you kind of want to just be able to see the person talking.
It's
or
nice.
If that's the graphic, the third largest point spread when you matched up with your former team that won a Super Bowl, if it turns out the ones ahead are like 450 and 220, like they were really big blowouts, then it's kind of germane. If not, who cares? You see, which Minnesota opponent is viewed as most loathsome right now, that is still in the mix, is coaching or playing? Because it's a double shot. It's actually more times because they played him a lot, right? But obviously it's the bounty gate.
Yep.
And then it's the when he's doing the skull and the miracle. And now it's the Bo Nix. We did the rope-a-dope, you know. He's got a healthy, healthy, healthy opinion of himself.
Oh, and far just healthier than it should be.
Oh, my.
I've always thought he's overrated. That's me personally. For me, that's just the hate.
For me, it's let's judge him without Breeze. And so far, now they're off to an okay start. Knicks, I mean, he's had some moments, but he's also had some really bad moments.
I watched a little bit of the game last night. Those two middling rookie quarterbacks going against each other, just awful at times.
Spencer Rattler looked terrible. I just saw highlights.
That's all you needed. There weren't many.
You know me. I enjoy my sports, but obviously Q had the seizure, so that was the big thing. But I wasn't, you know. First of all, it wouldn't have mattered what. I would have been hanging in bed with Quinny. But I wasn't thinking, oh, what a tough break. I'm missing Bronco Saints. You know, and there's plenty of games. I mean, they're Vikings-Lions, is that – Is that number one, or is the Super Bowl rematch number one for the national audience?
It's got to be the rematch just because it's got Mahomes and Kelsey, and maybe Taylor's going to be there.
Yeah.
But this is the best game.
This is the better game. Even I mean, the Chiefs have the same record as the Purple. I'm not writing off the 49ers. So that game, yeah, I want to see that. Broncos, Saints, and dumb graphics about that jackass. No, I'm good.
We made it, Chad. We have made it once again.
Us?
We, the collective we.
Oh, the collective we.
The entire state of Minnesota, because we have made it to the biggest scam week of the year ever put upon the people of this great state. How educators convinced the state to go along with the idea that they all just, it's fine. They just get a 4 and now more than likely 5-day weekend a month into the school year.
Mm-hmm.
A month before, we'll get another 4 or 5-day weekend at Thanksgiving. 2 months before, we'll get a couple weeks
at
Christmas.
How long have you hated teachers?
It's the greatest grift that has ever been pulled. Donald Trump can't even touch it. Art of the deal on this one. And if some teachers, you know what? Here's an idea. If we really need to confer, if we need to come up with some new strategies, teaching methods, I'm all for it. Maybe in July.
Am I wrong?
We call it the Susie Jones week on this show because Susie's always finding a way to take days off.
Laura, she was here more this week.
Laura talking about where she's working harder and working more days to make up for her vacation days. Susie just goes into Lindsay and scares him and takes 60, 70 days a year off.
I assume that's how Laura messed up on her days. Susie hacked into her and stole 5.5 days.
That's probably right. Yeah, the idea that this is a conference where we're learning all sorts of information and we're changing ideas, BS. Just call it a vacation. Say, you know what, we've decided, you know, 6 weeks in, everybody needs a break. And apparently everybody needs to go to Puerto Vallarta because you can't get to the airport right now. We're going to come back, and normally it's just Jason. We're going to include Dan because Dan is in tomorrow for Shaletta. So Shaletta's out. God knows she's stalking someone else. And so Dan, for the first time, Dan Cook, gets to host a show. If it works well, I'm taking full credit. If it's Albert Brooks-like, I've never met the guy. That's my policy right now. What do you think of that?
That's been your policy for many, many years.
It really is my policy overall in life. If it works out well, point the fingers at me. If it doesn't work out well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You sound like Sean Payton.
Thank you. Am I wrong right now with Dave Harrigan? Our guy Cook is a part of it because Dan on Saturday is Shaletta.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
You are Shaletta.
Excuse me?
So you should go stalk maybe your nephews in the bushes.
Do I got to buy a bunch of billboards now?
You know. Okay, so you're filling in.
Yes.
Noon to three. How do you feel about this?
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. Yeah, I had a pretty decent handle on what we're going to do and how it's going to go. And I'm sure, you know, the second you open the microphone at noon tomorrow, all that goes right out the window and we'll have to figure it out. But no, I feel pretty good about it.
I identified my policy, Jason, before.
We heard.
I said, if it works, I'm taking a lot of credit.
Yeah.
And if not, what a dumb idea.
Well, I mean, he was a producer for you for how long?
2 times.
2 different times, yeah.
Yeah.
And
5?
Shows I'm a glutton for punishment.
5, 6 years, would you say, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It took about 2 years of him working with me to get over the trauma.
Yeah.
And then
now he's trying to leave.
Have the courage to step up and host.
Yeah, now he's trying to
leave. He sees that any ding dong can host a show when he works with me.
Yeah.
Had him convinced it was some sort of, you know,
science.
Yeah.
You know, rocket science. You know, it's very
well. When you look at that
SpaceX-like sheet,
when you look at that sheet that you have in front of you every day, I mean, you need to have a doctorate to be able to decipher it. It's like hieroglyphics.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Well, that sheet that I do write, only I can read my handwriting. Yeah. And as Dave and Dan know, when I'm calling and said I want you to print these stories, about 20% of the stories, I'm like, I can't read my handwriting. Is that about right, Dave?
Yeah, and of the stories we print, you get to about 20% of them.
Well, at the most.
Well, Odyssey thanks you.
I'm against Big Wood.
I just want to move us right past that one. But I do want to offer a compliment to Dave Harrigan, who volunteered his day off to come in and help me out tomorrow.
Yeah?
They're not even paying him. He just decided he wanted to come in and help me out.
There's no chance that's happening.
You don't think he's going to do that?
No. Yeah. Don't start the show until he gets here.
Okay. I'm going to be at a kid's Halloween costume party.
Ugh.
And that sounds better.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Honestly. Given the option, I would come. I would come board up the show.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, either you guys want to take the kids? I mean,
no. I think we're saying no.
No.
Very clearly.
I got to do the show. I can't. Otherwise, I totally would.
All right. What's next?
Do you have any more?
Yeah, let's go. What do we have?
I've got a lot going on. Well, let's actually get to one that's Halloween related because Washington Post had a story yesterday saying chocolate is on the way out.
This is awful.
The kids don't want it anymore. The youth have changing tastes. Instead of, you know, that delicious, delicious chocolate, they're gravitating towards the significantly inferior candies, your gummies, your licorice, fruity, sour garbage. If this is the future of Halloween, I think we just shut it down. I think we're done. As a father of two who've got years of trick-or-treating left, I will not stand for sneaking into their bags and finding the garbage candy. No Nerds, no Skittles, no Sour Patch Kids, none of it. If I don't find the chocolate, it is not worth the hassle to get them out trick-or-treating.
Am I wrong?
I'll go first and then defer to Jason. I'll just say this. I weep for America's future. If they're running from chocolate, I don't fear Halloween. I weep for the future of the country. If these kids can't figure out how delectable, delicious, and how chocolate needs to be at the top of the list. It was an okay run, but bring it on, China and Russia, take over in about 20 years.
We're done now. We're done as a country because the kids like Sour Patch Kids.
Yes,
really?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I think it's fine. Here's what the kids are doing.
They have awful taste.
They are thumbing their nose at Big Floss. Because the dentists always come out and they're like, oh, the worst candy is this. And the kids are like, you know what? Screw you.
They're going after Big Dental?
They're after Big Dental.
Yep.
They're like, I'm eating what I want. I'm sick and tired of listening.
I'm not that principled enough.
To the man.
To turn away a frozen Snickers, which I love to lick, for a Sour Patch candy.
Pardon? What is happening with you?
It's Friday on the show. Can you tell?
That one's a callback to Wednesday.
That's a callback to Wednesday.
Nice.
We like to bring things all tied together.
Wow. You better listen to every minute of this show. You
clearly
might miss.
You missed
why
the Rena segment.
Shame on you.
Seriously,
I should show you the text. Also, again,
Dan,
among the pickiest eaters on planet Earth is now going to chime
among?
In.
He's leading the tribe.
Hello. I'm carrying the president's card. Look. I think this is actually a good thing.
Of course you do.
And here's why. Because it makes parents like Dave's lives easier to go raid the kids' candy because all you do is go in and grab the chocolate. The kids don't care because all they want is the sour stuff and the super sugary
stuff. There's no chocolate in there.
Are you pandering?
No,
are
it
you
says that the kids are the trending kids? Towards that. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any chocolate. There'll be chocolate.
So what are you giving, Dave? Because I went shopping for candy and I bought.
Already?
Already.
Too soon. It's October 18th.
I mean, I do have one box of full-size chocolate candy bars left over from last Halloween.
That's right. I forgot he likes to brag about Mr. Full-Size.
I'm not doing it anymore because the kids don't want the chocolate.
Oh,
they
So what are you giving them?
I bought, like, Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's giving out drugs in Maple Grove. Good luck to you.